We present Doctor at Large. Adapted for radio by Ray Cooney from the original novel by Richard Gordon, it stars Richard Briers as Simon Spadow and Jeffrey Sumner as Sir Lancelot Spratt, with guest star Danda Nichols as Mrs. Travers. Episode 12, Fellowship.
Come in!
Ah, good afternoon, Sir Lancelot.
Ruddy awful afternoon, Dr. Sparrow.
Oh, why's that, sir?
You've just arrived.
Oh, still as witty as ever, sir. I never forget our student days here at St. William's. Used to have us chuckling merrily all the time. You walk into the common room and say,
"Shut up and sit down."
Yes, something like that, sir. Yes, something like that.
When I received a memo last week saying you were going to be under my wing here while studying for your fellowship, can you imagine what I said?
I can imagine, sir. I'd rather not repeat it.
Precisely.
Well, I've only been with you 2 weeks, sir. You see, it's only the primary exam.
2 weeks with you, Dr. Sparrow, is the equivalent of 5 years' hard labor in Pentonville.
I didn't realize you'd been to
Pentonville. When you were here as a student, you made my life a misery.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. I really am very, very sorry.
And it's been an equally unpleasant experience for me whenever we've met in the interim.
In the where? Oh, well, I think we're just, well, frankly, sir, I think we're just incompatible. Lucky we're not married, eh?
Now, listen to me.
I'm listening, sir.
If during this 2 week course at St. Swithin's you step out of line once or cause me any inconvenience whatsoever,
you'll have my guts for stitches.
Exactly. Where are you staying while you're here?
Oh, same old Dick, sir. Round the corner, Mrs. Travers.
Oh, yes, I know.
Very handy. Actually, I'll spend all my time in the hospital, either in the library or watching you in the operating theatre.
Oh, thanks for the warning. And you leave my nurses alone.
Your nurses what?
Every part of them. Every one of them.
Oh, good Lord, I wouldn't dream of... Well, you know me, sir.
Yes, I do, you lecherous beast. You're the king of the slap-and-tickle brigade. You're a maniac. Anything on two legs.
That's not true, sir.
Anything.
Well, you're quite safe, sir. I mean...
A wife is what you need, boy. Make you responsible, keep you out of mischief, knock some sense into you.
I couldn't agree more. As a matter of fact, we've been sort of unofficially engaged for the last year. Well, when I say we, I don't mean you and I, of course.
Shut up. Go on, get on with it.
Well, I think you met her, actually, sir. Last year's reunion ball, Wendy Swithenbank.
Wendy...
Oh, I can't wait to get married. Trouble is, I just can't afford it at the moment. That's another reason I'm so keen to pass this primary and really get down to becoming a surgeon.
I can't say I fancy your chances, Dr. Sparrow.
Well, I realize I've done some pretty daft things in the past, sir, but I'm not as silly as I look.
You couldn't be.
I think I stand a jolly good chance.
And I think you stand about as much chance as a snowball in hell. You only just scraped through your finals last year. Half you young fellows just fancy the idea of having letters after your name, FRCS.
Yes, FRCS, Fellow of the Royal College of Surgeons. I won't deny that would make me very proud. I have great faith in you, sir.
The feeling isn't mutual. Been doing some swatting, you say?
Rather, sir.
Well, you chuck over that X-ray.
What? Oh, here we are, sir.
Know anything about X-rays, Dr. Sparrow?
Well, yes, sir, they're pictures.
Oh, well done.
Negatives.
Yeah, brilliant.
Well, sir, I'm not a radiologist.
No, of course you're not. You'll have to know a hell of a lot about these pictures, as you call them, if you want to study surgery.
I realize that, sir.
You think you know how to read these things?
Well, pretty well.
Hmm. Have a look at this one, then.
Yes. Yes. Very interesting.
What is it?
Yes. Could it be a section of the lower stomach?
It could be, yes. Actually, it's a section of the chest.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Well, I meant upper stomach, of course. Yes, chest. Well, upper stomach and chest. Yes. You're quite right, sir. You're absolutely right. It is a section of the chest.
And what is your diagnosis, Dr. Sparrow?
Yes. What? Oh, well, the... Now, wait, that oval shadow there indicates something very, very nasty. Very nasty indeed. Yes, the owner of this little lot must be pretty unwell.
Dead.
Well, yes. That's what I said. Let's...
What about the age?
Of the X-ray?
The patient!
Oh, the patient. Well, let's see now. Well, all things considered...
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's difficult to tell by... Judging by, well, signs of deterioration, about, 65?
65.
Yes, I'll go for that.
Sex.
I'll go for that, too. Sorry, sir. Yes, well, male. Yes, that's what I say. It was a man of about 65.
It was an ostrich of about 25.
I'm
ostrich?
You're a twit, Sparrow. So what about this shadow on the X-ray here?
Well, as I said, sir, very nasty. You don't happen to know if the ostrich smoked heavily, do you?
The shadow on the X-ray.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, sir, it's definitely a malignant growth.
This ostrich swallowed a face flannel and choked itself.
That's not fair, sir.
You're as bird-brained as that damned ostrich, Sparrow.
Well, lots of doctors would have made a mistake like that, sir.
Don't be modest. There aren't many of you around.
Sir Lancelot, if I become a surgeon...
If you become a surgeon, it'll put the health service back about 20 years. Now, take this X-ray, Dr. Sparrow, and study it. Study it.
Well, actually, sir, I'm not contemplating dealing with ostriches.
Get out and make a thorough examination of this X-ray. Tomorrow morning, I want you to tell me everything about it.
Right, sir. It shall be done. We'll go. I will, sir. I promise you. Trust me. I'll even tell you where the face panel was bought, sir. There you are. I'll do that for you. Even that. I'm looking forward very much to our fortnight with you, sir. We're all going to be absolutely super. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. And Sparrow.
Yes, sir?
Your ambition to have letters after your name. Try T-W-I-T.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning. Nice cup of tea every night. And when I go to bed.
But when I... let's have a look at this wretched ostrich's X-ray again. How the hell did it come to swallow a face flannel? Oh, blast. Got marmalade on it now. Now, where are those notes of mine? Yes, light shadow from left main bronchi indicating...
come in.
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Travers.
My bunion's killing me.
Your bunion?
On my foot. I got something chronic.
Oh, sorry to hear that. But you have a word with Dr. Merriman in outpatients.
Yeah. Oh, there, I nearly forgot. Here's your letters. Stack of them today.
Oh, thanks.
They're all adverts and samples.
Yes.
That one.
Oh.
That's from your Miss Swithin Bank.
Oh.
I know the writing. Nothing on the back.
On the back?
When my hubby and me was courting, he always put on the back of his envelopes, swalk.
I beg your pardon?
Swalk. S-W-A-L-K. Sealed with a loving kiss.
Sealed with a love... Oh, swalk. Oh, yes. Johnny, yes. I see. Well, what did you put on yours?
Me? He was lucky if I put a stamp on. Aren't you going to open it, then?
Yeah, well, I'll open it in a minute. Yes, it's okay. You didn't wait.
Oh, it's no bother. I know how you like to chat in the mornings. I say, aren't you lucky getting all these free samples through the post? What do you do with them?
Throw them away, most of them.
You don't. There might be something there what could kill my bunion. What's this one?
What? That wouldn't do any good. It's supposed to assist in cases of infertility.
Sort of manure, you mean?
Well... I suppose you could say, no, it isn't. Well, I can't hang around this morning. I'm going to be at Sophia's by 10, and I'm not even dressed yet.
Oh, yeah, like being back at school. Your first day, isn't it?
Yes, I'm a bit nervous, too.
Oh, you'll be all right, Doctor. And I'll bet you pass out with your surgeon's degree, too.
I hope so.
Oh, you will.
Well, Sir Lancelot Spratt thinks otherwise.
Lancelot Spratt, he's the biggest butcher in the lot.
Oh, dear, she does rattle on. Now, just have a quick glance at Wendy's letter before I get ready. Let me see now. Dear Simon, this is going to be brief, but there is no point in writing pages and pages. I think it's better that we don't see each other again. Please don't write or ring. I'll always love you, Wendy. I can't believe it. I mean, I think it's better that we don't see each other again.
Hello, old love. You gone deaf or something?
Hello, boy. I just popped in to wish you what... Are you feeling all right, Simon?
Taffy and I were on our way to the clinic, so we thought... What's the matter, Simon? You look as though you're going down for the third time.
Oh, I expect he's got an attack of nerves, Tony. What's known as spratitis.
Simon, say something if it's only goodbye.
Hello, Tony. Taff.
Ever had the feeling you're not wanted, Taffy?
Well, we just dropped by to wish you good luck for your course. Give Fanny Spratt a great big Welsh kiss from me, will you? I'm not dressed yet.
Hey, hang on a second. Something's really wrong, isn't it?
Tony, life's a real swine.
Well, what the devil is it?
Well, on the table. I must get dressed or I'll be late.
He's had a bit of a shock by the look of him. Yeah, what's on the table then? Hmm?
Oh, a pile of letters and an X-ray.
An X-ray? Well, let's have a look at the X-ray. Now, what's on this? Look!
Come on, let's put my glasses on. There. Now, what have we got?
It's a patch the size of a rugger ball.
What?
Well, is this Simon's X-ray?
It must be. I mean, he was upset. I mean, there's some notes beside it. I mean, it's all his writing.
But I've never seen anything like it. Well, no wonder he looks shocked.
Poor old Simon. It must have arrived with this morning's post.
Oh, hell's bells, poor Simon. What, do you think he's been secretly smoking all these years?
Well, but look at this X-ray. It's 2,000 a day since he was 3.
Well, maybe it isn't what we think it is. I mean, we're not specialists, are we?
Jeffy, what else could it be?
Well, I don't know. But it looks pretty far gone, wouldn't you say?
Well, I wouldn't advise him to buy any season tickets.
I'll put it back on the table.
Yeah, quick.
There we are.
Hello, Simon. You weren't long, old love.
No.
Well, you're looking jolly well, Simon.
Oh, thanks, Dad. Well, sorry I was a bit off when you arrived, boys.
Don't mention it. Don't think of it. You sit down, son.
I take it easy, boy.
You put your feet up.
Light a cigarette.
No, not a cigarette.
Oh, just relax, boy.
Well, I take it you've seen it then?
Aye, we've seen it.
Right out of the blue.
Oh, Simon, there's always hope, my old love.
No, you saw it. It's all over. Final.
Oh, hell's bells.
Mind you, it's one heck of a shock.
But can't anything be done?
Well, pretty clear, isn't it? All over.
Oh, Simon, this is dreadful.
Get a grip on yourself.
I must try and forget about it. Concentrate on the exam.
Hardly worth it, is it?
Oh, shut up, you fool.
Well, it's no good letting it get you down, is it?
Oh, there's bravery for you.
I'm not the first, I won't be the last.
Oh. Well, hang on a minute, Simon. Have you had a second opinion on this?
Second opinion?
Well, it could be caused by something else.
Look, I don't know what caused it. It's happened, that's all. It doesn't make any difference what caused it. I've had it.
Oh, Simon.
Shut up, will you?
Simon, I admire the way you're taking this, old lad.
Say, lovey.
Do you know, I mean, have you any idea how long you've got?
Of course I have, about 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Oh. Now, don't try to get up, Boyle.
Spratt will kill me if I'm late on my first day.
Spratt? No. Now, look, I wasn't talking about the exam. I meant, you know, this.
What? The X-ray?
Yes.
Oh.
I must tell you about that sometime. Very, very funny, actually.
Funny?
Oh, Simon.
I see, nobody's in a funny old mood this morning, just. Anyway, I better dash. At least I'm going to be too busy to think about Wendy.
Oh, Wendy, I'd forgotten her. But does she know?
Know what?
Well, about this X-ray.
X-ray? Why should you know about that?
Well, aren't you going to tell her?
I told you, I'm not even going to think about her. Well, I'm off. You two coming?
Oh, well, I could do with a coffee or something.
Sure, me too. You push off, Simon. I'll make Tap and me a cup of something, if that's okay.
Sure, make yourself some breakfast, if you like.
We'll meet you in the pub for a drink at lunchtime, eh, Boyle?
Yeah, all right, but I'll sit in tomato juice. Tomato juice? Well, I want to keep my wits about me.
Of course, a fine time to go on the wagon.
I could weep for him.
Blimey, Tap, the way he's taking it.
But it shows what he's made of. I think we ought to ring Wendy, don't you?
Well, he said he didn't want her to know.
Yeah, but think of the shock she'll get. I mean, well, he's only got a fortnight.
A fortnight.
Come in.
Good morning, Dr. Evans. Dr. Benson. Oh,
good morning, Mrs. Travers.
Dr. Sparrow said for me to pop in, see if you'd like some breakfast cooked.
Oh, no thanks.
Well, I wouldn't mind a cup of coffee if it's not too much trouble.
Oh, nothing's too much trouble for you medical gents. Perhaps you'd like to see my bunion before I take it to our
place. Oh, no thanks, Mrs. T. Well, to tell you the truth, we're a bit shook up about Simon.
Dr. Sparrow, what's up?
Well, you may as well know. You will shortly anyway. He's not going to be with us for very long.
I want a month's notice.
Oh. No, you don't understand.
A month's notice?
You'll have to make do with a fortnight.
Why?
Well, because that's when he's going to kick the bucket.
What bucket?
Well, he's... I can't say it, Tony.
Mrs. Travers, Dr. Sparrow had... He's only got 2 weeks before... Before...
Before he what? You don't mean... Oh, my God.
Oh, it's dreadful, isn't it?
But he seemed all right just now.
He's facing up to it magnificently.
Oh, God.
Now, don't you start or you'll have me blubbering.
What about his Miss Swimming Bank? He had a letter from her only this morning. And he loves her so.
All right. Look, we'll sort that one out.
But he's so young.
Yeah, he is so young.
Now he's going to have his prime cut off.
You must pull yourself together, Mrs. Travers. We've got to be as brave as Dr. Sparrow. He's had a good innings while it lasted.
Make your cup of coffee, and we must discuss how we're going to make Dr. Sparrow's last moments as happy as we can.
You're a nincompoop, Dr. Sparrow, a nincompoop. What are you?
A nincompoop, sir.
Yes. That instrument is a sharp, two-circular trephine for boring holes in the skull, not one of those poking thingamajigs.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm terribly sorry. I didn't know what it was, but I couldn't put it. You know, you make me a bit nervous, actually. So the way you...
Aye, Dr. Sparrow?
Yes, you, Dr. Fanny.
Dr. Fanny!
Sir Fanny. Sir Lancelot.
Aye, you, Fanny. Heaven only knows why I'm wasting my time with an insolent nitwit like you. What?
What's
this?
What? Oh, yes, well, it's one of those thingamajigs.
It's not a flaming thingamajig anything.
No, it's a...
It's a troker.
That's right, sir. Well done, sir.
Aye, do you wish to enlarge on that?
I don't think so, sir.
You wouldn't like to tell me under which circumstances you'd use it?
Well, pretty drastic ones, of course.
To have you involved in the operation, the circumstances would have to be pretty drastic. You are, without doubt, the most incompetent numbskull I've ever come across. Come in, blast you!
Lancelot, I'm terribly sorry to... Oh, Dr. Sparrow, I didn't realize you were here.
Oh, good morning, Sister Virtue.
Oh, what is it, sister? Come on, come on.
Perhaps I'd better come back when you're not...
No, what is it, woman?
Well, may I have a word in your ear,
sir? Yes, Lancelot. Of course. What is it?
Well, if you'll just come over here, sir.
Would you like me to go out?
You stay where you are, you horrible brute. Now then, you have a look at those instruments in the meantime. What is it, sister? What is it?
You just come over here.
All right, all right. Now, what is it? Huh? Outpatients? Yes. Mrs. Travers?
Mrs. Travers?
Shut up, Sparrow! She told Dr. Merriman what?
Dr. Sparrow.
That's the best news I've had today. You're joking, aren't you, sister?
No, sir.
Oh, but you must be. You're as fit as a fiddle. 2 weeks.
Anything wrong, sir?
No. Boy hasn't said anything to me.
Well, apparently it's hopeless. He's made arrangements.
Gee, God, sir.
I thought you'd like to know, sir. Of course, I didn't realize the doctor would be...
No, I quite understand. Thank you for telling me. Most kindly, I'll run along, will you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good day, sister.
Goodbye, Dr. Stanley.
Now, where were we? My boy.
I beg your pardon, sir.
I said, where were we?
Well, if my memory serves me correctly.
Sure it does.
Yes, well, I believe your last remark was that I was the most incompetent numbskull you'd ever come across.
Did I say that?
Yes, sir.
What a perfectly outrageous comment.
Well, I wouldn't say it was without foundation, sir.
Oh, come. You're one of the most charming, intelligent boys I know.
Feeling all right, sir?
I'm feeling fine, thank you, yes. How are you feeling, dear boy?
Not too bad.
Ah, you sit down. Now, I don't think we want to bother studying for this dreary old fellowship, do we? Why not take the day off?
Every minute counts, sir.
Quite. What I mean is, do you really want to sit for this fellowship?
Oh, yes, sir. I intend to work very hard, so don't you worry, sir.
No, there's no need to flog yourself to death. Well, it's up to you, of course. Now, we were...
Oh, we were going through the surgical instruments, sir.
Yes. Thank you so much for reminding me. May I call you Simon?
Thank you, sir.
No, it's an honor. It's an honor to have you here at St. Swithin's. Simon.
Well, it's an honor to be guided through my fellowship by you, Sir Lancelot.
Call me Fanny.
Well, sir, I don't think I...
Oh, please. Simon.
Well, all right. Fanny.
Come in.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir.
What is it, Dr. Benskin? Simon and I are busy, aren't we, Simon?
Yes, Fanny.
Well, what is it, Benskin?
Well, I apologize for interrupting, sir, but do you think you could excuse Dr. Sparrow for a while?
Excuse him?
Well, it's nearly lunchtime, and there's someone rather important who wants to see him back at the digs.
There can't be any more important than this, Tony. Come on, shove off.
It's Wendy.
Wendy?
Miss Lindbeck?
What the dickens does she want?
Well, you'd better go and find out, old love.
Well, no, she'd have to wait.
No, she's come 30 miles in a hire car.
What on earth for?
Well, Taffy and I, we phoned her.
You did what?
Well, we thought it the best thing to do. I'm sorry, but you obviously weren't going to get in touch with her.
I see. I was quite all right, Benskin.
Thank you, Fanny. That's a Lancelot.
Well, off you go, Simon.
Honestly, Fanny.
That do as you're told.
No, I'd rather...
Oh, yeah, tell you about it. You forgive that outburst, Simon.
Certainly, Fanny.
Thank you, Simon, dear boy. Now, you trot along and see your Wendy and give her some of your metal.
My what?
And don't hurry back. Have lunch somewhere splendid. Here's a tenner. Have it on me.
I couldn't possibly...
Oh, go on, boy.
I can't spare the time.
Oh, we'll do some more study tonight. I'll stay late and we'll do a little work fortified with a bottle of champagne.
I don't know what to say, sir.
Then don't say it, Simon. It's been a great pleasure. A great pleasure knowing you.
Well, I'll go to hell.
I hope not, Simon. I hope not. Tear off now, tear off. And you look after him, Benskin, you horrible little lad.
You take my arm.
You stupid, senseless, asinine, idiotic twig, Benskin.
Well, I've said I'm sorry.
Say sorry, darling.
Dragging you all the way down here, Wendy, and spreading rumors. Do I look like someone with only 2 weeks left?
You do quite, yes.
Numbskull.
I'm just so happy, darling. When the boys told me over the phone, my heart stopped beating, honestly.
See what you did, Benskin?
All the way in the car, I didn't stop crying.
Well, that doesn't make sense. The letter you wrote to me is enough to make me jump off Tower Bridge.
Well, I only wrote the darn letter because I love you so much.
Oh, yes, that makes a lot of sense.
I want to marry you now, Simon, not in 2 years' time.
Yeah, I'll leave, shall I?
You built up and sit down.
Hello, Wendy. You've arrived, thank goodness.
What? What's all that you've got, Taff?
Fruit for you, my boy. And some gorgeous chocolates. And 2 dozen red roses.
Taff, old love, there's been a slight mistake.
What's that?
I'm not opening up a heavenly health service after all.
Well, I don't get it.
He's not kicking the bucket.
Not?
No. The only things that are getting kicked around here are you and Benskin.
Oh, but that's fabulous. Oh, that's great. Here, give me back my chocolate.
And we'll keep the roses for the registry office.
What registry office?
You're taking out a special license and we're getting married before you sit for your primary.
We can't.
Yes, we can.
It's fate, old love. You've got to give in to it.
Come in.
Tell me, Dr. Sparrow, I've brought some fruit and a little bunch of violets.
Mrs. Travers, there's something you ought to know.
If it's about the rent, you can forget it this month.
In that case, I'll tell you next month.
I'll make you all a nice pot of tea. Hello, Miss Swithinbank, you poor dear girl.
Hello, Mrs. Travers.
Have you decided what you're going to wear for the funeral yet?
Not really. I thought something topless.
Topless?
Yes, I'd like to keep it gay.
Yes, well, certainly won't clash, will we?
That's probably the hearse. Come in.
Sorry to trouble you, Simon, my dear boy.
That's quite all right, Fanny.
Good afternoon, Travers and Swithinbank. I won't stay long, Simon. I just called in to give you some fruit and a potted hydrangea.
Sir Lancelot, there's been a ridiculous misunderstanding.
Now, one thing at a time. I thought you'd like to know that I've been in touch with Sir Mortimer Huxted.
Mortimer Huxted?
Chairman of the Fellowship Board. A chappy who'll decide whether you pass your exam.
Oh.
Explained the situation to him, and he was most understanding, as impressed with your mettle as I. He only hopes you'll last long enough to sit the thing. Anyway, he'll probably mark your papers with the utmost leniency.
Will he?
Yes. Now, what did you want to say to me? A misunderstanding, you said?
What? Oh, yes. Between Wendy and me, you see. She thought we were getting married next year, and in actual fact, it's next week.
Darling!
Put her down, Simon, put her. Don't exert yourself.
Quite right, Fanny, quite right. Yes, can't be too careful. Well, I think the sooner the registry office can be fixed up, the better.
Well, I'll see you tonight, then, Simon, dear boy. Good afternoon, Mrs. Travers.
I'll see you out, Sir Lancelot. It's quite exciting, really. Wedding and a funeral all in the same week.
There's going to be one hell of a row when you don't snuff it, Boyle.
Yes, it certainly is. I think poor old Fanny will pass away with shock. Right, Tony, you'll be best man. You and Taffy get cracking on guest list, right? You'll ask Sister Virtue if we can have a student's common room for the wedding breakfast. Yep. And you better ring your mum and dad, Wendy. Tell them the news, whatever there's in her.
It's all jolly.
Come on.
In that episode of Doctor at Large, written by Ray Cooney, the parts were played as follows. Simon Sparrow, Richard Bryars, Sir Lancelot Spratt, Geoffrey Sumner, Tony Benskin, Ray Cooney, Taffy Evans, Edward Cast, Wendy Swithenbank, Norma Ronald, Sister Virtue, Kathleen Helm, and Mrs. Travers, guest star Dandy Nichols. Doctor at Large was adapted from the original novel by Richard Gordon and produced by David Hatch.